You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent survey on the Tertiary Education Union members has found that 63% of academics are feeling more pressured to pass students over the past decade, as well as 66% of university staff feeling that there is more pressure to admit students that do not adequately meet prerequisites. BFM reporter Joel Thomas spoke to Sandra Gray from the TEU about this issue and began by asking what it is that's putting pressure on staff and academics.
Well, the main thing putting the pressure on the academic staff is the fact that the government sets some targets which institutions think they absolutely must meet around completions of courses and progression, and the managers are going around and, you know, either explicitly or implicitly saying to people, look, we need more people passing in your course, otherwise your course can't continue. That's not what the government intended, but it's actually what the targets are being interpreted as. They just have to go those targets.
So what was intended from the targets then?
Well, it's an arbitrary, basically, measure to say, as a sector as a whole, how's it looking? And it doesn't mean that every single course must have 80% of students completing. It actually just means as a system we're well functioning when, you know, many courses are reaching those sorts of levels. But I think added to this, and students will know this from their own experience, you know, we actually don't have the resources to support students now in our institutions because of underfunding, and that means students who are struggling are finding it harder and harder to get the help they need to pass courses, and that's why these other pressures are also coming on, you know, to just push people over the line, and that's not good for anyone.
Well, what sort of impact do these pressures have on the staff members and their ability to teach?
Well, the thing about the what's happening to the staff members, and again, I've talked to students who've reflected this back to me, is we've got staff who spend all weekend marking, exam scripts or essays, and they do it lying on their sofa, falling asleep occasionally, but then waking up and marking well into the wee small hours of the morning. The thing about that type of pressure, where you're having to mark right through the night, is you can't give decent feedback to your students. And, you know, we're really proud of the work we do. We want to do the best for our students that's possible. And when we're forced into compromising the quality of our teaching, of our marking, of our assessing, you know, that's not something we like at all. And we push ourselves really hard, but we just can't keep up with the workloads, and our students are suffering.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what do you think needs to change to relieve these pressures on staff members so they can focus more on teaching than meeting these requirements?
Well, I think the first thing we absolutely have to do is talk about a sensible way to ensure quality in our sector, not kind of arbitrary targets that sit out there for everyone to try and hit, but genuine measures of quality that listen to students, because, you know, we need student voices in here, and listen to staff when they say this is what makes for a quality course, and make sure those voices are heard really, really clearly. The second thing we need to do, and, you know, I think all would agree, is, you know, we need as a country to put some additional money into tertiary education and all levels of education, in fact, to support students so that they can have the time to do their studies, and to support the staff so that they can have time to, you know, work with those students and really look after them.
Cool. Well, do you think generally there's been an overall shift from sort of education to profit-orientated goals, or do you think it's just government sort of pressures that's making teachers feel that pressure?
We've seen successive governments, in fact, kind of turn education into a market. It's not a market. Students know that. They're not commodity. They're not buying a commodity. They're not buying a degree. What they're actually doing is they're engaging in learning, and they're engaging in being part of a scholarly community, of being in a workshop with tradespeople who can share, you know, their experience and teach them to be good tradespeople. That's very different from, you know, buying a degree. And I think, you know, the sooner we can get the governments, successive governments have done this, so the sooner we can get all political parties agreeing that education is a public good, we all benefit from it, not just the students who are doing the education, but our whole society, the sooner we can get that through, the better for students, the better for communities, and, you know, certainly it's going to be much better for staff if they're not being held up to unrealistic market ideals.
Yeah, and what do you think is going to happen if the change doesn't, like, occur, if sort of the government doesn't let down on these restrictions and tertiary institutions don't remove the restrictions from their staff members?
What we're already seeing, and this is the sad fact, is really good teachers are walking away, really good academics, really good lecturers and tutors are going, I've had enough of this, I can no longer justify working in the system. And that's really bad for students because, you know, we need good people in those classrooms, we need good people in those lecture theatres, those labs, those tute rooms. We need to keep good staff. And so, you know, that's one consequence. The other is that, you know, the government and the institutions need to face up to the fact that students aren't going to put up with this. Students are actually going to say enough's enough. You know, we want a good quality experience. We want to make sure that we get out of our education system what we should, which is skills and knowledge and ideas and creative ways of thinking that help us through the rest of our life. So, you know, the students won't stand for this and they will either go elsewhere or they'll find other ways of learning and other ways of engaging and, you know, creating the skills they need for life. And, you know, that's not a good thing for the system. We want students to enjoy what they do. We want students to get the most out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, I must say, you know, the one thing that really stands out from the survey for me, from the staff, is one of the very closing comments from one of our respondents was they said, you know, I go to work every day with knots in my stomach. So just, you know, making staff very sick. But they said, I keep going. I keep going for my students' sake because they need me to be there. So, you know, we keep going because we really, really, really want every student to have an excellent experience in our spaces with us, with the learning. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it's making people sick. And that isn't something that can continue.
Mm. So do you think it's, like, negatively affecting the mental health of teachers?
It's absolutely affecting the well-being of teachers. It's March only, you know, we're only 3 months into the year, and I've been in a number of institutions where staff members are already on stress leave. Their doctors have said, you are too sick to work. The stress of your employment is making you so sick, I need you to take 2 weeks off. You know, that shows you the stress levels in the sector. We have people whose personal well-being is being undermined. Now, the thing about that is, not only is that bad for that person and their family, but actually the students are then missing out because, you know, they need those permanent staff, those good quality teachers in the classrooms with them, and they need teachers who have the energy to deal with all the complexities that a classroom brings. And people who are unwell, you know, aren't able to be there for their students. And so, you know, the system is harming people, real people.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.